Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Metzia, Perig Yod, Mishnah Vav. Stei Ginois, Zu Al Gavzu. We have two gardens over here that belong to two different people that are next to each other, but the land isn't flat. There's one garden, there's like a wall that goes up, and then the next garden. Vayerek Beintayim. Now, out of this vertical wall between the two gardens, between the wall that goes up, there are vegetables that are growing out. Garlic, onions, who owns them? Now, the upstairs garden is going to say, look, that wall is part of my garden. It's not really upstairs, there are no stairs, but the upper level garden is going to say, look, this is the wall to my garden. My garden's, you know, is on top. The wall that comes down is me, so it's growing out of my ground, so it should be mine. The downstairs garden says, maybe it's coming out of your wall, but it needs the air, and the air is over my garden, which is at the bottom. Rabbi Meir says, Shel Elya, and the vegetables belong to the man who owns the garden on top. It's growing out of his ground. Rabbi Huda says, Shel Tachta, belongs to the one on the bottom. It's growing in his ear. The airspace is over the bottom garden. It's growing sideways. Amir Rabbi Meir said, Im Yirtzeh Elyon Likach HaSafari, if the one on top wanted to take away his earth over there, that these vegetables are growing out of, let's say the man on top decided, I'm going to bring bulldozers and even it out. I want to bring down the level of my garden. I want it to be even with the other garden. So ain't Kan Yerek. There wouldn't be any vegetables here. Anything growing out of the side walls would disappear because the side walls are going to disappear. He's going to come with shovels and just dig and dig until it's even. So l'chayru, the vegetable should belong to the one who owns the top garden. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda said, well, im yirtza atachdin l'malois, if the one on the bottom is going to decide to fill up his garden till it gets higher and higher with earth until it's equal with the top, you're saying the top one can dig until it's equal with the bottom. Well, the one who owns the lower level garden can keep adding earth until it's equal to the top. And ain't kan yerek, you wouldn't have this yerek coming out of the side wall either. So it should belong to the one at the bottom. Amar Rav Meir, Rav Meir said to Rabbi Yehuda, Me'acha sheshnein yechoyen limchais, well, being that both could stop the growing of this vegetable, ze al ze, you're right, the bottom one could fill up the space until the top, goodbye vegetables growing out of the sidewall. And it's true, the man on top can dig down until the gardens are even, and that's the end of the vegetables that grow from the sidewall also. So Mamela, this inyan that whoever can stop it, we're not going to look at that because both can stop it. Rather, says Rabbi Meir, Royin, let's see, Mehechon from where? Yerek Zechai. Where is it getting its chias from? Where is it drawing its energy from? And that's from the earth. And the earth belongs to the top one. Amar Reb Shimon said, Kol Sheh Elyoin Yachol Lifshit Es Yadei Velita L'Reu Shaloi V'Shashal Tachta. Let's soon touch the words. But basically, Reb Shimon says, Me Iker Hadin, it's growing out of the wall that belongs to the upper one. But we're only going to give him the vegetables that he can reach when he extends his hand. Now try to imagine this, right? He's on the top level. He walks. Now there's a drop. If he reaches down and he can get a hold of these onions that are growing out of the wall, then it's his. Kol Sheh Elyon. Any vegetable where the top one, Yachol Lifshit Es Yadei, where he could extend his hand a little and take it, it's his because Mi'ikra, then it's growing out of his wall. However, the Hashar, the rest that he can't reach from his field on top, Shel Tachna, belongs to the one who owns the bottom garden. Why? Because in order for him to get it, he would have to go to the man on the bottom and say, do I have rishus to walk on your field and to take these vegetables that are growing out of the wall? That would like make him look very cheap. So therefore, our assessment is, he probably says, you know what, it's Hefker. Let the bottom one take it. I'm not going to go ask him permission to walk into his field. Forget it. Let him just have it. Now, this includes the vegetables. It's interesting to note, says the Ravid, that even if the bottom one wanted to get it, it would have to come with a ladder and climb up. In other words, he can't reach it by standing on the ground. We still say it's his. As long as it's low enough that the one on top can't reach it, it belongs to the one on the bottom. Okay, our last Mishnah in Masechta is above a Metzia. If you have two gardens, one on top of the other one, and there's vegetables Yerek growing out of the wall in the middle. It's growing sideways out of the wall. Maybe garlic, maybe onions. Reb Meir says it belongs to the one on top because it's coming out of his ground. Reb Yehuda says it belongs to the one on the bottom because it's over his ear. Reb Meir says, look, if the top one wanted to remove that wall, he could. He can dig away and bring down the level of his garden, and therefore you wouldn't have any vegetables. Zuck to Reb Yehuda, and the one on the bottom can fill up his garden, and there's no wall either. Nothing will be growing over the side. Zuck to Reb Meir, so each one has a way of taking control. Lamaisa, let's look at where the vegetable is being yoinik from. It's drawing its energy from the ground that belongs to the top one, it should belong to the top one. Reb Shimon essentially agrees with Reb Meir, except that Reb Shimon says anything the top one can reach is his. The rest, we're going to assume is Hefker, because the only way for him to get to it would be to ask permission. And the one on the bottom, in all likelihood, he wouldn't do that. Hadron Allah, Masechtis, Bava Metzia, and Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we're looking forward to Masechtis Bava Basra, which begins with the words, Hashutfim.